The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Meta has settled its federal social media addiction trial with a coalition of state attorneys general from across the country. KCBS's Jason Brooks joins us live with the latest. Jason?
Steve, the two sides settled the case in its second week at the Oakland Federal Courthouse after the states accused Meta of intentionally designing its Facebook and Instagram social media platforms to be addictive to children. Along with paying upwards of $17 billion to settle the claims, Mark Zuckerberg-led Meta will also make changes to its Facebook and Instagram apps to make it harder for children to spend long periods of time on the apps, while also strengthening tools for parents. Meta denied the allegations, claiming that social media addiction is not a recognized psychiatric condition. California AG Rob Bonta led the bipartisan 29-state coalition. Shares in Meta initially dipped off of the settlement news, and now the stock is moving slightly higher. Jason Brooks, KCBS.
A police officer is recovering in the hospital, and a suspect is dead following an officer-involved shooting in the South Bay. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live from the scene in San Jose. Matt?
Steve, I'm here near Lick Avenue and Goodyear Street. It's just south of the downtown area where crime scene investigators are still on scene following last night's deadly standoff. It all started just after noon when police say officers spotted a vehicle connected with recent armed robberies. That driver sped off, finally stopping in this neighborhood and running into a house with a family inside. That began a five-hour-long standoff. Ultimately, San Jose Police spokesperson Stacy Shee says tactical officers entered the home.
In fact, when they made entry into the residence, there was a family with one, at least one juvenile. When they entered, they located the suspect hiding in the residence.
She says the suspect shot at two officers, striking one. The cops returned fire, and the suspect was killed. That injured officer was rushed to the hospital, where officials say he was stabilized. However, we are waiting for official word on his condition. It may be critical still. An SJPD official tells KCBS they do plan to provide more information about this deadly shooting sometime later today. Live from the scene in San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Matt, thank you. The city of San Jose is one step closer to renaming its popular downtown park. They decided to rename the Plaza de Cesar Chavez earlier this year after new claims of abuse by Chavez came out. A public survey asked residents what the new name of the plaza should be. They did ranked choice voting. Here's Ed Bautista with San Jose Parks and Rec.
Plaza de San Jose, far and above all the other names. Second was Farm Workers Plaza, followed by Plaza Park, and then Plaza del Pueblo. While numbers 2, 3, and 4 were close in numbers, Plaza de San Jose almost doubled the other names.
The San Jose City Council is expected to approve a new name for the plaza sometime this fall. But again, at this point, it's Plaza de San Jose that seems to be the leader in the clubhouse. Also in the South Bay, the Santa Clara County Fair is over and done with for this year. But believe it or not, they're already planning for next year's fair. Here's KCBS's Jennifer Hodges.
It takes a lot to pull this fair off.
It's a culmination of all the things that we do all year long.
Celine Duarte is executive director of the fair.
To coordinate all the vendors, all the entertainment, all those fun things, but it's something that we all love.
This year's fair was just 5 days long, unlike years past. It was also several weeks later, but Duarte says that ended up being a good thing.
But it's given us lots of opportunities to include school tours this year.
Duarte says attendance at the fair dropped as a result of the pandemic. Adding days may be a possibility once attendance holds steady. At the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
The Bay Area Air District says there is a higher estimated risk of cancer and short-term health problems for those who live near Richmond's Chevron refinery. A preliminary risk assessment from the agency shows that air emissions contain a harmful pollutant. Chevron must work on reducing risk. The company says the assessment includes equipment no longer in use and does not reflect actual conditions. Tributes continue to pour in for Dolly Parton, who died yesterday of cancer at the age of 80. KCBS's Albert James looks at her impact on the LGBTQ plus community.
The marquee at the Castro Theater reads, "We will always love you, Dolly Parton," while nearby gay bar Lookout has lowered their pride flag in Parton's honor.
Her message was just so simple, and it was really love who you are, and all people are lovable.
Pastor Teresa Cho of St. John's Presbyterian Church in San Francisco hosts an annual Dolly Parton-themed service each Pride Month. Cho says next year will lean into Parton's legacy, with the event continuing on for long into the future.
Even if it doesn't continue to take on the name of Dolly Church, all the ways that we celebrate, and especially Pride in June, will have her fingerprints all over it.
Albert James, KCBS.
By the way, it's timely, but just a coincidence, the next tropical storm developing in the Atlantic will be named Dolly. Storm system names come from the World Meteorological Organization. They are reused every 6 years. It's Dolly's turn. There is a weather system developing off Africa that, if it continues to strengthen, would be named Tropical Storm Dolly. Pennsylvania reporting 2 measles deaths this week. That makes 5 measles deaths in the U.S. in just 2 years. That is more than the total combined in the previous 30 years. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
UCSF infectious disease doctor Monica Gandhi said measles cases are up everywhere.
The Bay Area is not immune totally for this. We basically had a report a couple of weeks ago from the California DPH that measles cases are rising in children and young adults.
She pointed the finger at misleading messaging from the White House.
This sort of sowing of doubt has been decreasing vaccination rates across the country, including here in California. We are set to lose our elimination status here in the U.S. in a couple of months from the World Health Organization, so I would call this a raging public health emergency.
California does have some safeguards, though.
California still mandates the vaccine to send your child to school. You can apply, and more parents have been applying for exemptions to that, but we, unlike Florida, still mandate that our children get vaccinated.
In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Fire update. The Hawk Fire burning near Reno is now 85% contained. It has burned just over 15,000 acres. Nearly 50 homes have been destroyed, at least 7 injuries reported. There have been no fatalities. U.S. Highway 395 through the area has been fully reopened. And crews on the lines of the timber fire burning near Big Sur have lost a bit of ground. The fire has now burned over 17,000 acres. Containment has dropped from 27 down to 23%. Fire crews say warm, dry conditions and southwest winds fanned the flames and drove fire activity up yesterday. Evacuations are still in place, but no homes have burned so far. In Hollywood, Dolly Parton's star on the Walk of Fame has become a place for fans to come together, leave flowers, and share what she meant to them after Dolly died yesterday of cancer at the age of 80. Here's reporter Natalie Tavidian.
Dolly Parton earned her star here on the Hollywood Walk of Fame more than 40 years ago, but today you can barely see it. It's surrounded by flowers, notes, even sugar cookies, with people coming in waves to pay their respects. One woman I met was shaking and crying. She had Dolly playing in her headphones when I walked up to her, and she told me she'd been listening to her music all day.
I love that this gentleman is just sort of paying tribute to her silently, and all day I've just been like playing her music in the car, and I just feel like her spirit is everywhere, especially in LA.
Something you hear a lot of people talking about here, their connection to Dolly going well beyond the music. For younger generations, she may have been Miley Cyrus's godmother or the Dolly they saw in Hannah Montana. Just a few years ago, she was part of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. For others, it's 9 to 5, Jolene, her movies, her philanthropy, or simply the way she treated people. At the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I'm Natalie Tavidian.
Sad ending to the search for a hiker missing for 3 days in Placer County. Sheriff's Office there says 24-year-old Ian Roberts appears to have slipped and fallen off a steep cliff. He'd been reported missing early on Sunday. His vehicle found by police in the parking lot. His body found within the Auburn State Recreation Area. Hockey fans may remember the Seals, the team that used to play in Oakland. They've been gone for, what, 50 years? Well, there is a brand new semi-professional hockey team in the Bay Area, and you can be among the first to check them out on the ice this weekend. KCBS's Megan Goldsby talked to the president of the Oakland Skates.
We are Oakland's newest sports team.
Daniel Witt is the president of the Skates and the Oakland Hockey Project.
I think it's going to be extremely attainable. So you don't have to drive an hour to go down to San Jose to see good hockey. And that's something that this area has unfortunately not had for quite some time.
Since the NHL Seals left in the mid-70s, Pro sports leaving Oakland may be a touchy subject, but, says Witt, it's also really created something beautiful.
People only have a limited amount of dollars to spend, but Oakland loves sports. And so trying to find new opportunities that are local, it's about building the community here.
The new team plays exhibition games this Friday and Saturday ahead of the season start in October. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.